In a world where curses are real and love can be your greatest weapon or deadliest weakness, Evangeline Fox awakens to a nightmare. Her memories are gone, replaced by confusion and a handsome stranger claiming to be her husband, Apollo Acadian, Prince of the Magnificent North. As she wanders through Wolfhull Castle with its dragon-shaped door handles and blue glass windows revealing snow-covered landscapes, something feels terribly wrong. Apollo insists her memories were stolen by someone trying to tear them apart, warning her against a monster named Lord Jax, who allegedly poisoned him on their wedding night and framed her for murder. "Some memories," Apollo whispers as he leaves her for the night, "might be better left forgotten." Days pass in a blur of luxury and confusion as Evangeline tries to piece together her identity. The Council of Great Houses pressures Apollo to produce an heir quickly, suggesting it would demonstrate Evangeline's loyalty. When Lord Byron Bellflower implies she might have worked with Lord Jax to poison Apollo, the prince erupts in fury, ending all discussion about replacing her and redirecting focus on capturing Jax. "Until he's dead," Apollo declares, "no one is safe." Throughout Wolfhall, Lord Jax, wanted dead or alive posters show a shadowy figure with dark holes for eyes. During a spectacular Fire Night celebration, bonfires lit across the kingdom as blessings for their marriage, Apollo kisses Evangeline passionately as fireworks explode overhead. Yet her heart whispers danger. Evangeline nearly drowns after being pushed into a castle wishing well, but is rescued by a golden-haired stranger named Archer. Later, he confronts her in the water garden under the guise of teaching self-defense, restraining her with cold hands and tracing her throat with a knife. When he gives her his jeweled dagger, memories flash. She recognizes it, exposing his lie about not knowing her. Apollo orchestrated the well incident to teach her she was in danger, then had witnesses killed, justifying this as protecting her from everyone, including herself. When an assassin attacks Evangeline, Archer kills him after the attacker reveals he was hired to make her death slow and painful. Touching Archer triggers another memory. He rescued her from drowning, not Apollo. Later, she accidentally says Archer's name while kissing Apollo, covering by claiming to remember their engagement, with Apollo proposing as the Archer from a fairy tale, though she can't help comparing it to how Archer looks at her, as if he'd haul her from the clutches of war. Evangeline discovers a shocking truth. Archer is actually Lord Jax, the murderer she was warned about. Despite saving her life twice, he admitted enjoying killing, leaving her conflicted. After being kidnapped during a royal hunt and escaping into the cursed forest, Evangeline meets Chaos, who explains they're trapped in a forest that recreates one's best day without allowing them to fully experience it. Before he can request help, Jax appears and stabs him. "I am a monster," Jax admits. "But whether you remember it or not, I'm your monster." In Jax's pocket, Evangeline finds a letter warning herself against trusting the Prince of Hearts. This triggers memories of their relationship and how she had fallen in love with him. She recalls Apollo stealing her memories after Jax disappeared. Waking with these revelations, Evangeline discovers a glass cuff etched with cherry blossoms on her wrist. When confronted by Apollo, she feigns amnesia while silently seething with hatred for his manipulations. With her memories restored, Evangeline learns from Chaos, actually Castor Valor, that her glass cuff detects malicious intent. More shocking is Jack's bargain with Aurora. He surrendered his second heart, the magical essence of his ability to love. This artifact contains centuries of emotions, and Aurora's obsession suggests she plans to force his love. Aided by Lala, a mysterious figure with her own tragic past, Evangeline escapes Apollo's camp. At the Merrywood Festival, they discover an enchanted trail leading to Aurora Valor, who reveals Jax intends to destroy his heart using flames from a royal phoenix tree, permanently eliminating his capacity to love. Aurora discloses her curse. Only a girl who will never love Jax can survive his kiss. If Evangeline and Jax share true love, any kiss means her death. Despite this, Evangeline finds an enchanted arch that can transport her to the Phoenix Tree, remaining determined to reach Jax despite the deadly consequences. Apollo follows Aurora through a forest path marked by glowing petals. She proposes terms, abandon his pursuit of Jax, and help restore the Prince of Hearts' reputation. Apollo agrees when assured she's already taken measures to keep Jax from Evangeline. They enter an underground cavern housing the Tree of Souls, a grotesque monument to dark magic. Its trunk pulses with crimson light, human faces pressing against its surface like eternal prisoners. The tree emits a rhythmic beating that intensifies as they approach. Wulfric Valor cautions that the tree requires sacrificing one's most cherished person for immortality, but Apollo's ambition blinds him to these consequences. Meanwhile, Evangeline finds Jax beneath the Phoenix Tree. Despite his warnings about Aurora's curse, she kisses him and remains alive, proving the curse false. Their moment of joy ends when Apollo appears, sets the Phoenix Tree ablaze, and drags a struggling Evangeline away. Apollo brings Evangeline to the Tree of Souls as a sacrifice, explaining he wanted her as queen but can't protect her as human. When Jax arrives, he finds her bound before the tree with Apollo prepared to kill her. Despite attacking fiercely, Jax is restrained by Wulfric's sons. In a twist, Apollo drinks from the tree's crimson branch, transforming into a glowing, perfect being. His victory is short-lived. The tree's roots seize him. Wulfric reveals the tree claims whoever you love most, and Apollo loves himself above all. Despite his protests, the trunk consumes him, adding his face to those trapped in its bark. After Apollo's defeat, Evangeline frees herself using blood from his discarded sword and stops the fighting. With Apollo gone, she no longer cares about kingdoms or titles. She only wants Jax. Together, they leave the cavern, free to create their own story. The truth about Apollo is disturbing. He met Aurora Valor believing she was an angel after her mother cured his curses. Without Evangeline's yet wanting her desperately, Apollo feared she'd never forgive his murder attempts and might choose Jax. When he believed Evangeline was choosing Jax, Apollo used Aurora's memory-erasing elixir on her. Their love wasn't the fairy tale Evangeline dreamed of. It was messier, more dangerous, filled with betrayals and sacrifices. Its power came not from magical solutions or destiny, but from their determination to choose each other repeatedly against impossible odds. Their reward wasn't a conventional happily ever after, but something more valuable, a love tested by fire, strong enough to overcome ancient curses, defy death, and transcend time. Isn't that what we're all searching for? Not perfect love, but love that sees our monsters and chooses us anyway.